And the interesting thing was, in those days, post-war, in a little newspaper, I used to be sent down by the chief reporter downstairs to go and get a proof of the stories that had been typeset. What was interesting was I would speak to the overseer and ask for a proof. He'd say, "I'm sorry, I'm too busy. If you want a proof, you pull it yourself." Now that was interesting. I didn't realize how interesting. I would just ink the type up and put it on a proofing press, put a sheet of paper over the top and proof it. I came to realize within a very short time of moving to other papers that the union hold on methods of production would have brought the business to a halt if I'd dared touch a proofing press. But there in Finchley, it was the only way I could get a proof was to do it myself.